Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of the WISN Remodeling Show and a proud, longtime Callan customer. Many people tend to confuse the term universal design with handicap accessibility. This is unfortunate because they then dismiss the benefits of incorporating universal design into their home because they don't feel it applies to their situation. In actuality, universal design just refers to products and environments that can be used to the greatest extent possible by everyone, regardless of their age or disability. In this podcast, we will cover some of the common myths about universal design, as well as what you need to know about it as a homeowner. One myth is that universal design is expensive. In most cases, it's no more expensive to remodel while keeping universal design in mind than it is to invest in regular remodeling. For instance, to replace all the doorknobs in your home with lever-style handles, which are easier to operate if you have arthritis or another issue or injury that affects your hand, you'd pay a comparable amount to what you would spend on standard doorknobs. In fact, designing with the future in mind can actually save you money down the road. If your home isn't able to accommodate you in the event of a major medical event like a stroke or broken hip, you may end up paying out of pocket to stay in a rehab facility. A second myth is that universal design is the same as ADA compatibility. The Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 requires public transportation, telecommunications, buildings, and more to be accessible to any people for whom a disability prevents them from functioning in one or more major areas of life. When you think of ADA compatibility, you'd probably think of the things you see in public restrooms or ADA accessible hotels, such as unattractive metal grab bars and poorly designed curbless showers. The difference between ADA compatible or accessible facilities and universal design is that the former are focused on functionality and providing equal access to disabled people, while the latter is about creating spaces that can be used by anyone, regardless of their ability. A final myth is that you can just wait until you need it. Some people hold off on including universal design in their remodeling plans, deciding to wait until it becomes necessary, if ever. This is often due to the mistaken notion that their home will end up looking like a hospital, which of course nobody wants. However, if you are not ready to install features like grab bars in the shower and lowered sinks that are more accessible to wheelchairs, you can prepare your home for their future inclusion. This is done by taking steps such as reinforcing the wall behind the tile in the shower in case you want to add a grab bar later, and buying or building a cabinet with a front that can be removed if you ever need to access the sink from a seated position. There's no good reason to put off incorporating universal design into your next remodeling project, whether it be big or small. To learn more about this concept, call Callan today at 414-529-5509.